Well, this year's fire emergency has prompted people across the country to ask what they can do to help. Both firefighters and residents who've had their homes damaged or destroyed are in need of donated goods and services. But local councils and charities say coordinating these efforts is crucial, as Rachel Mealy reports.
In response to the bushfire crisis, Australians are proving to be a generous bunch.
It restores your hope in humanity that as a much larger community, we can rally and we can support each other, and we actually do care for one another even when we're all strangers and may not know the person that may be receiving it on the other end.
Matthew Deeth is the mayor of the Wallandilly Shire Council, which covers towns and villages southwest of Sydney where many homes have been destroyed. He says people have brought toys, clothes and food to the council chambers, but what's needed most is cash.
It really is needs to be coordinated. We are trying to meet people's needs and what they're needing right now. We have a team of staff that are here that have been meeting with people that have lost their homes, are walking through the door and assessing their needs and then matching up their needs with what we can actually provide.
Andrew Hill is the General Manager of Community Fundraising at the Salvation Army. He says physical goods can create a logistical headache for charities.
We have this issue of what do we do logistically with all of this? And ultimately that costs charity money to actually get goods to people in need. So that's why the most effective way is this sort of is donating cash, because we can do that much more efficiently and effectively.
And for rural fire brigades that are also fundraising, Andrew Hill is urging them to get in touch with the Salvation Army's coordination services.
Our people engage with the rural fire brigades and on the fire grounds and in the evacuation centres and nearby where the fires are actually happening. So even to our RFS, like wonderful volunteers, is when you see the salvos, when you see other charities there, just tell them what they, you know, what do you need? Tell them what you need, and we'll make it happen for them.
As bushfire hit communities strive to rebuild their lives over the next weeks and months, well-meaning donors are being reminded that local businesses need support too. Noel Clement is the Director of Australian Programs at the Red Cross.
Sometimes goods are being purchased elsewhere, and local businesses sometimes are struggling because communities have been severely impacted. And then if a lot of goods are coming into those communities, people aren't necessarily purchasing from those local businesses.
The online platform GiveIt works with the Queensland Government during natural disasters to match offers of donated goods with a recipient. National Manager Nikki Howson says the platform brings more structure to donations.
It is really important in the recovery of a community that has been devastated by a natural disaster. Donations are important, but coordination of those donations is even more essential. We know that people right across Australia are wanting to give. It's just we need to remember what does the community need right now, and maybe what you have to offer will be amazing. Maybe in a few days, maybe in a couple of weeks, maybe in a couple of months.
Nikki Howson, the National Manager for the charity GiveIt, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.